Hey, Beaver County Radio, it's Scott Tatey.
Hey, Josh Gates calling.
Josh, thanks for calling us. Now, we're used to seeing you like deep sea diving, looking for treasure, running through a dangerous jungle. What's Josh Gates like on stage talking to regular folks like us?
Well, it's an exciting night of adventure. You know, I mean, our travels take us all over the world on Expedition Unknown, and this is a chance to share some of those stories, go behind the scenes, tell folks about upcoming adventures that haven't aired yet, so some, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff. And we do a Q&A at the show, too, so folks can talk about whatever they want to talk about, and we get a conversation going about travel, adventure, mysteries, legends, all that good stuff.
You talk behind the scenes. I can't imagine the level of research you have to do before you go to some remote part of the world. You have to know about, are there poisonous bugs, poisonous plants, you know, tribes with spears or whatever. What is that like, the preparation?
Preparation is key. You know, they always say that that adventure only happens if you're unprepared, right? So we do have to do a lot of that. Some of it is the boring stuff, which is visas and permits and permissions and, you know, things like that. And then a lot of it is the cultural stuff, like you say. Like, we have to, you know, often we are dealing with tribes out in the middle of the jungle and, you know, how to best present yourself and how to work with people out there and listening to people's stories about legends and treasures and things like that. There's a lot of kind of, you know, jungle diplomacy that you have to do, right? And so that's a really fun part of the job, too, is kind of, you know, being a stranger in someone else's culture and figuring out how to navigate that.
And people always like to ask about the adventures, the dangers, you know, the perils you've faced. And you addressed that after season one, talking about one of the biggest ones was diving in the Minamar River or whatever. But since then, what are some other ones that have come up that where you thought, man, this is scary. I am in tough situation.
We've had a lot of those on the show. You know, a couple of years ago, we went diving in a flooded pyramid in Sudan with pitch black water. Trying to navigate through a bunch of tunnels in the dark was pretty dangerous, and my mom is still mad at me about that. I've had the roof rip off of an airplane in flight. We've had some real close calls with venomous snakes and things like that. So, you know, it's just another day at the office.
Yeah. We're talking with Josh Gates from Discovery Channel's Smash It Expedition Unknown. And a question I like to ask celebrities is, what is your holy grail? And I usually mean it in the sense of, what's the biggest song you could sing or the biggest TV role you could play? But in your case, it's like literal. You really have looked for the holy grail. But
that's right. I have. I have looked for it, as have many others. But I think for me, if I could solve one mystery out there, you know, I would love to find Earhart's plane. You know, I've always been a huge admirer of Amelia Earhart, and somewhere out there in the depths of the Pacific, her Lockheed Electra is waiting to be found. So I would love to find that.
I was with you watching your episode of that, and you were getting so close. You were all over New Guinea and places like that, and it looked like every turn we were gonna get there. And
somewhere. Yeah, it's waiting.
Yeah. Now, when you're coming here to the Pittsburgh market, do you ever get in any local mysteries? We have the ghost bomber of the Monongahela, where a military plane crashed and was never found. Or do you ever get in anything like that when people were asking you Q&As?
Yeah, I mean, what's amazing is when we first started the show, I kind of thought, man, are we going to run out of mysteries if we do this long enough? And of course, it's exactly the opposite. There's this bottomless well of amazing stories. This bomber story in Pittsburgh, I've heard about in the past, and we've never made a show on it, but it's a great concept. So we should go make a show on that, you know? I mean, everywhere I go, I hear about some incredible mystery, some of which I'd never heard of before. And so, hopefully that's a future episode.
What was one of the most satisfying episodes for you where you either proved or rebuked a long-held theory?
Oh, we've made a couple of episodes at this Maya city in the jungles of Guatemala called El Mirador. And during one of those episodes, we used this really high-tech laser scanner mounted on a helicopter skid. And using that, we were able to find an entire pyramid complex that had never been seen before. That was just the most immensely satisfying thing ever, was to be a part of that mission and find a pyramid. I mean, you know, kids always ask me, like, are there still things to find out there? It's like, yeah, there's entire pyramids that haven't been found. So that was hugely satisfying.
Besides Expedition Unknown, I know you've done some other shows, one with celebrities. You did Back to the Future and Shark Trek, Destination Truth. You mentioned you got some other projects in the works. Anything you can tell us about?
Yeah, well, we got a whole new season of Expedition Unknown that is coming out on June 24th on Discovery Channel. So that's a whole new raft of episodes. We're going to be looking for lost World War II ships. We're going to be looking for secret Inca tunnels. We're going to be looking for pirate ships that sank off the coast of Jamaica. So, you know, if you're into adventure travel, if you're a fan of the Goonies, like, these episodes are going to be hugely exciting. So I'm really thrilled for folks to tune in on the 24th.
I mean, you get to meet people on these tours. What's your take? Why do people relate to your show so much? What is it about us that makes us yearn for answers to some of these mysteries?
Well, I think you just said it. I think we do naturally yearn for this stuff. I think we're all kind of hardwired to love mysteries. You know, it's why true crime is so popular. Like, the human brain is really wired to love a puzzle and to love a mystery. And I think as kids, we all really love the idea of adventure, you know, and buried treasure and going out in the woods and making forts and doing all that stuff, right? And so that instinct for mystery and adventure and puzzles, I think we all have that. And so some of these stories are these amazing real life puzzles. And so I think people are interested in them because they're naturally interesting. Like, these are just great mysteries.
And as someone who's, I can't imagine your passport, it's probably got 300 countries punched on it, but what advice do you have for people traveling? Are there ways where maybe we're not wading through a Piranha River or something like that, but adventures that we can take as regular people that you would recommend?
Totally. I mean, one of the things, you know, people come to me a lot and they say, man, I wish I could have an adventure. And I always tell people, you can have an adventure. That's the great thing about adventure, is that it doesn't require a ton of money. It doesn't require, you know, traveling to Timbuktu. All of us, wherever we live in this country, there are amazing state and national parks that most of us have never been to. And so you could get in your car on a Friday afternoon and you could drive to some state park that you've never explored before, and you could go on a hike, you could go camping. But even if that's not your thing, if you're not a wilderness person, you could just get in the car and drive to a town or a city or a place that you've never been to before and just have the experience of being a stranger in this place. And that is that experience of being kind of out of your element or out of your comfort zone. I think it's hugely important. So whether you're doing it in the jungle or whether you're just, you know, taking a road trip, I think that kind of getting out of your comfort zone is hugely important. So I always encourage people to do it.
Is there any part of the world you thought was like really underrated? You went there and you were just gobsmacked, blown away by how amazing it was, and you would kind of point people towards?
Oh, so many places. I mean, that's like a long, long list of places like that. I mean, there's places in the world that I kind of, before I went to, I kind of had them in my head wrong. You know, Turkey's a bit like that. I sort of saw Istanbul in Turkey as this dusty kind of, carpet bazaars and things like that. And in fact, it's one of the most cosmopolitan cities in the world. Incredible people, incredible food. So places like that I just, you know, didn't quite understand just how amazing they were until I was there. But I generally feel that about everywhere, you know, like everywhere I go, the people are hospitable, the food is incredible. It's like folks are excited to share their cultures with you. And so it's like, yeah, all the famous places are great for a reason. Paris is great. London's great, all that stuff. But so is like going to Scotland and getting a car and driving way up into the Highlands to some little town with a nice pub. You know what I mean? So you don't have to go to all the world's hotspots to go to beautiful places.
All right, Josh, I know you got to fly. We got a minute left. In that minute, what else do you want people to know about Josh Gates Live coming to the Byam Theater in Pittsburgh this Friday?
Just that tickets are not going to last. I think that show is going to sell out, and it's an awesome night of adventure and mysteries and legends. And so if you have any yearning for your own travels or you love this kind of stuff, come to the show. It's a super fun night, and it's like having an adventure without having to be covered in ticks and venomous snakes.
Awesome. Josh, we appreciate your time. Keep up the great work.
Hey, thanks. All the best. See you soon.
All right, take care. That was Josh Gates from Discovery Channel. Wow, the places he has been. Can you imagine? Really glad he had a chance to talk to us. Tickets are on sale, but you heard what he said. They are not going to last. And it's this Friday, 7:30 p.m., the Byam Theater in Pittsburgh's Cultural District. Josh Gates Live, an evening of legends, mysteries, and tales of adventure.